You can explain to Donald on the way, so or to Ghost Girl on the way, what the mission is.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Are you ghosting the phone?
Always.
You always ghosting? So I look in your general direction.
Oh. you should also mention what happened last week to Ghost Girl.
Oh, we all see you naked. Sorry, cut right
to the chase. What the hell?
That was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, two weeks.
Actually,
you were held captive.
You want to explain that to me?
You were held captive. I'm not sure why. You were needed. Oh, radiation treatment.
Shit.
So they took some hospitalized. And anyways, I think I was the only one infected. She didn't ask to write at all in response to the letter. And so we went and investigated, and you were being held against your will. You were sucking the power through this, like, bath. You were naked. You, of course, had no plan, rushed right in. But did manage to get you broke out of the bath of, flying liquid. I got a glimpse, but he and the robot got, full frontal nudity. And Wu and the robot got full frontal nudity. He and I just got glimpses. But we did get your ass out of there. Your naked ass.
Okay.
And, I think I had a highlight.
about the naked is
funny. Oh, did I mention you were naked?
Hey, I think you missed the main point of the adventure. I'm sure those were the highlights for you.
Oh, there was Ultraman. We kicked his ass. The same guy that was in Mechagodzilla showed up as Ultraman, and we kicked his ass and put him in jail. Apparently got out. And we fought him again in this time in Mecha.
Mecha Gamma.
Great.
What's next,
Mecha Rodan? You know it. Mecha Mothra. This time we didn't even try to
ride back to Wrestling USA again.
I was actually planning on going to Fremont.
Oh, bastard. All right, I'll take it back.
So much for your scheme.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I drove from here. Extra half hour. Actually, more like an hour.
You knew the job was dangerous when you
did. What I said on the internet was, and I meant it, okay, since no one from Berkeley is going.
But I knew that Donald was going to go to the second half.
I could be picking up chicks in the tourist bar right now, but no, I'm here with you guys.
Tourist bar?
Yeah, tourist bars are great.
How exactly do you identify a tourist bar than a tourist bar?
Live in the area for a while and have an idea. And tourists are great because they go away like the next day.
She doesn't have to roll at all.
Radiation
I explain that.
Unfortunately, what they were trying to do, there was a secret cult there trying to bring the powerful demon Lakazan to Earth to subjugate. And so, you walking into their hands is just bonus to them.
Another could use your,
like,
bacteria almost. I said that. I said sucker cheat.
You suspected something to
send the postcard
to the guy? Okay.
Really?
Then
I thought that was totally forged, and that's why it wasn't appropriate. And I was the only one that insisted that this was not right. Everybody else said, oh, yeah, nice postcard from Coop.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's part of the truth. You mentioned, some random person's name is doing good or some shit. And I said, we don't know anybody named that. And the rap bastard rolled in. There's something like that name, Howard or something, works in my lab. I'm sure I've never seen him in my life, but oh, it totally makes sense.
So the gate did open for a bit,
before I could jump in the hall.
Naked in a vat. They're sucking your cheese.
I hope I never become a bad enough caffeine addict that I would drink.
I know, it is disgusting.
I'm really worried about these locks over there, right?
When he sells the house, he'll have a lot of money for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You can move in with Wu. So you consider that. There's a spare room. There's two spare rooms, actually.
So how much is Wu's rent?
I don't know. He has to negotiate with Wu's roommate. I was a good guy. You could explain that no matter how much I give you, that's more money than you would get if I wasn't here. Try that.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah. I'm looking
at it. Presently, they just kind of force this guy out that they didn't like. He's been there for a long time. And he was paying rent. And I've been forcing him out by raising the rent to some god awful amount, like $400. It wasn't that much at all.
That's god awful. Yeah, I know.
You're only getting a room in the house. The only room is yours. Everything else is shared. But anyway, I have no idea how much it actually was. All I know is that they raised the rent and didn't like it, but did not raise Wu's rent, which kind of set up in the chief, and that's why.
It's pretty hard to raise.
But Ivan and Wu go back to high school, I mean, college.
That would be something. I would feel like an intruder there, just because it seems mostly a Chinese neighborhood.
The roommates haven't always been Asian, but this last, yeah, the three guys have. But, you know, the owners of the house were two guys, Ivan and Ivan's brother. I don't remember his name. But anyway, Ivan's brother bought a house. Ivan now owns the house outright. And he rents it to 3 rooms out. Right now he's only renting one. So he's losing money. So, I don't know. It's a negotiation.
You probably rent out your house.
What do you care about neighborhood? What do you care about neighborhood in the end? You ever leave your house? They got DSL and they share it between all the rooms. Yeah, you'd leave it with Wu. Who speaks the talk.
I'm also looking for a place, as I said earlier. I may just end up forcing it, I can't seem to find a place, but I guess you better move out and leave this sweet, sweet apartment to me. That's kind of the threat. If I can't find a place, I'm going to move out.
But he's the original, the rent will go up.
Yes, the rent will go up to 12,000.
$12,000?
Yeah, $1,200. $1,200?
Which
is
still nothing, but...
Yeah, as opposed to current $700 that I
had.
How long?
I
just survive on...
Yeah, I know.
That's rent control.
That's why I...
Did you get a 30-year mortgage?
Yeah. Actually...
You have to split the house.
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm living.
Actually, I refinance this at 7. Something.
7%? Oh.
7 years.
Is it 7 year?
So,
you have a 7 year mortgage?
Adjustable rate.
No, it's
30 years.
7 years of a low rate, and then.
Whatever they feel like
after. And then whatever
yes.
they feel like
after. Well, it's like prime plus whatever.
It doesn't matter, you're going to pay it off. Is there some kind of penalty for paying it off?
Anyway.
Because I figure if I can find $1,000 a month, I can
move first. Just think how much quicker Wu will get here. One of you is bound to know what day of the week it is.
No.
He actually didn't arrive today because he didn't know what day of the week it was.
I thought for sure it was fine.
Yeah. It sounds like the first time I've heard this.
Maybe it should be.
It's not. It's not the first time. I called you up the day before. It was a Friday, and said, "I want to remind you to come to gaming tomorrow. So today's Friday." Quote. That was a quote. You remember now?
There's a slight difference in my mind from not knowing what day it is
and
to
you.
Being absolutely positively sure it was some other day. There's that subtle difference. It's very important.
Tell yourself that.
Okay. Got it. So, me telling you and you being surprised tomorrow was Saturday.
Yeah.
And I believe I called you to tell you to go to bed at a reasonable hour, because we have gaming tomorrow.
Yeah. That's, keep in mind, this is totally internal to me. There's a slight difference.
So you're saying you're psychotic. I got that.
Between being unsure and
being absolutely...
No, it doesn't.
Day of the week? No.
You might want to invest in a $5 watch to get that.
You're on your computer a lot. Why don't you just look?
Well, I look down and I see a time of day.
Yeah.
And I actually have to click it open to see what day.
You don't have to click it open, Mike. You just go over it.
Oh, you can.
You use the mouth over it. You do the mouth over it. We'll tell you. I know this because I'm an MCSE.
Wow.
And you too one. Can be an MCSE if you spend $6,000 in a week in San Diego.
You just spend money for the test, though, right?
I didn't spend any money.
But I mean, for the MCSE, you only need to spend money for the test.
Yeah.
You don't, technically, you don't actually
need to take a class.
Right? Yeah, the MCSE is seven tests, about 150 apiece. The class was the hotel, the test, and the
okay.
class is $6,000. It's $7,000, but they gave it some kind of discount. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Just random.
14 days. 14 days. Not to be confused. 2 weeks where you think you get 5 days on, 2 days off, 5 days on.
At this point, I should probably send a little bit to get the piece of paper and get a job again.
You think so? Well, it depends. You want to do Unix stuff, you want to do Windows stuff.
So you had to get a sealed envelope.
What the hell? Why do I only have 42 here, please?
Yeah, well, you check your history.
Check your history.
Everybody knows that.
You know what I'm saying? I was saving those up.
No
shit. Okay, you were.
Welcome to my world. Me, Senator. Really good. How come Ghost Girl isn't ghostly at all? It's a chicken address.
That's what she looks like normally.
So she looks like a secretary.
She could.
Secret
identity.
Oh, that was the other Penny. Penny from... God, what's the name? What's the name? Buckaroo Banzai.
I've never seen
it. You ever saw Buckaroo Banzai?
I've heard of it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I've heard of it. I hear it's really good, but I've never had a chance.
Great.
Buckaroo
Banzai. Remember, wherever you go, there you are.
Strange.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Earth.
Oh, yeah, I remember the first one.
Well, they were testing that one thing.
When they're testing the one thing that
like an
overlord. And the guy goes, becomes evil or something.
Uh-huh.
Laugh as well you can.
Yeah.
It's not my damn planet, my boy.
Alright, so you get on an airplane.
Why'd you do that?
What were you saving it for?
Teleportation.
Teleportation?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I need to be able to get around.
Okay. Well, you'll be able to redo your character.
I need to 500
That's what makes other road to get together.
And you saved up 300 or something, didn't you?
Huh?
How many did you save up? Like 300 or something?
I was up to like, 400 and...
Jesus.
Or so.
Hey, I totally forgot she was probably saving for anything.
Thought I was just hoarding them.
Yeah, for some reason.
Write it on your character sheet so Kevin doesn't forget next time he doesn't have it.
You have to write it down there, please.
Me, on the other hand, I have any idea what I'm saving.
I'll just write down teleportation minus 500, and then I'll be in debt.
Or even what I want to do with my character, because he's far more powerful personally than my original character concept.
Okay.
That happens.
But you wanted to be relying on my gadgets more.
I wanted to rely on gadgets almost entirely.
Yes, the gadgets are very powerful in the game. Well, especially unless I'm much more aggressive about
using
destroying them and having them use
them and taking my stuff,
But I'm not really like that. Oh, your robot is going to go away.
Oh, I like him.
You made him sentient, man. He's finally going to realize he's an idiot and wander off.
You made him sentient, he's going to grow up, but eventually they're going to move together.
Is he going to point back or leave him?
No.
Just for a rest. So the sentient should cost him less, not more.
Oh, it cost me a buttload, too.
That's not right.
How
many
should we
pass? 100.
Hey. You get the recall button built in, don't you?
It means 232
points.
It means people like you don't accidentally destroy it thinking it's
Yeah, that would be psychotic.
We're taking them out.
I wasn't kidding. You were the sole reason I gave him sentience. Because I remembered that. I was traumatized.
Yeah, you made a toaster that started killing people randomly. What do you expect us to do?
Thing is, you were too gleeful about it.
So who's Chris?
Chris is our man.
Okay.
Our man?
Which only a Shannon will recognize, apparently.
The guy who took pills that make him
stupid. Hey! Like an hour. You got that. Yes, he does get strong and buff.
For an hour. You didn't say, you know, if you were really smart, he called him 2 hour man. And like, at like 59 minutes, he got all worried.
He's not a minute man.
Exactly. That's my sidekick.
That'd be nice, too.
Where's
come going car
the
crazy.
Other guy?
It's actually really good.
I'm watching
like a little tongue.
No, do you want me to do
it?
Is that
your
KFC potatoes?
These
are good.
Probably.
I can still
say
that.
No, like 3 months. So it's not that far, I guess.
I haven't dipped in yet.
I drove past our churches this afternoon, too. Ooh. I forgot those were in existence.
Mm-hmm. I did churches once when I was a kid.
Well, Popeye's I'm impressed with. The whole Cajun bit.
You know what's weird? When you're in New Orleans and you go to a Popeye's.
Then they have to review the Cajun?
No, no. It's just like they still have the same fake Cajun decorations they have everywhere else. But it's like,
when did they go Cajun?
They've always been. They've always been a Louisiana-based company. My roommate Pig, because he's from Louisiana. They're originally from there, so that's their excuse.
Yeah, it's good excuse.
Unlike Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's a given name with Bo.
Last time I was in Louisiana.
His given name is Theron.
You do not want to wear a tuxedo in Louisiana in July.
Why were you doing that? That way? It's okay. You pretty much Louisiana sucks.
Hey,
New Orleans is cool.
The weather sucks, but
Mardi Gras is cool. New Orleans is a small southern city.
New Orleans is good. I was there not during Mardi Gras.
Oh, when were you?
I missed episode 14.
Yeah, that was last week.
Well, last 2 weeks ago.
You missed 16, so
I missed 14 and
15? Yep. Because I rolled Friday, so.
So that's right.
Yeah, you missed the one where you were in Never Never Land.
You're going to start missing more.
And you were at whole points in the last one.
So because once they go to
are you guys playing on Friday now, I heard?
Occasionally.
I go down there, we're going to video conference.
It's basically one kind of feels like it.
Yeah.
And one more than two.
So I don't know how much room for Sunday.
You move to Sunday?
I hated it.
Do Friday night. Well, for Cooper.
No. Well, if you did it late Friday, I get off work at 11.
Right. See, 11 you guys probably started bothering you a little.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, if you started later,
random
like
time of day for the unemployed guys.
Yeah, 3 in the morning wouldn't bother me at all.
Well,
I
could bring that up with myself.
Well,
play Havoc with
Dave here. I probably play Havoc with you.
Oh, that's true.
Fine.
I would just get tired of giving away more.
Send out emails.
Works for me. Mm-hmm. But or if you wanted to do, Saturdays after Saturday.
Yeah, that was about what I was going to say.
Extra second gaming sessions.
Yeah, second gaming session in Union City, that would be a bad idea.
Okay, yeah, I'll figure it out.
Or Sundays are fine with me.
But you're one of the ones that leaves early on Saturday. For various reasons.
Well, usually.
He was previously when he had a job.
Well, sure.
Yeah, the life.
A little bit of
media to have
a life. What's that?
Mm.
I got turned into the roofie.
I ran into a guy who was at Bulls Hall my freshman year. That was kind of creepy.
Really?
You recognize him?
Yeah.
You recognize him?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's like... Hey, you went
I think I'd recognize any of my guys. My
freshman year?
Hey, did you used to live in Baltimore?
Well, I shouldn't say freshman year. I started in my junior year, Paul.
When I went to my high school.
And there were seven of us that shared the same, collection of rooms.
I don't know, like our floor, I'd recognize my roommate. I don't even recognize, like, there were a couple hot, the hot twins across from us.
Yeah, where were that? Where were those
and
guys?
They were the, no, they were the triple, and like the other girl was hot too.
Yeah, always the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just probably recognize my roommates, and there was this Jamaican dude that was demon of the DL. He's hideous. I kept killing my characters. I don't understand why. I have a theory.
I have a theory about that.
We all think. So, yeah. What's the bunnies? My last character
in his game was similar to the wild mage I had. Kind of a wild mage type character. Maybe a
Wookiee
kind of character.
Cockroach Wookiee. That's one of my favorite characters ever.
Oddly, mine too. First three.
So are you playing a Wookiee in Galaxies, or are you playing
Galaxies? No, I'm playing in the last 2 weeks. I maxed up the character classes I could get, and so nothing else for me to do.
Steal the envelope, you say.
Rather amusing. Yeah. I maxed out Rifleman.
Okay. So you got
like
secret orders
for
the
agent.
You
got
like 4 million
experience
points.
$5.
We're going to meet up with?
You're going to
rest. So we're not supposed to open the
cannon.
It was
an
editor
headshot.
Are we
supposed to open it or not?
No, this is for the
secret
agent. So we're not supposed
to open this.
It is a CEO. That actually went without saying.
You were a rifleman.
Really?
She actually did not say it.
He gave me an envelope and said this is for somebody else.
Yeah.
It's for somebody else, right? That's what you said. Oh, well, that's fine. I take it and shove it into my outfit or whatever. Done.
And you should see how fast the next ray from the shoots.
Yeah, I think they fixed that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Minigun kind.
Whereas normally they
air tip.
Once every 8 seconds.
A-10. 1,000 rounds per second.
And when you're at master, they did some screwy thing with the speed you can shoot at, and it's like a mission unit.
Okay, so we have a secret envelope to take to the secret factory to give to the secret guy.
I got it right here.
Alright, so,
we intend to do massive property damage, correct?
No, I think we're going to deliver it.
So you do the ultra from United again.
I intend to do massive property damage.
Alright, so what were the two things that I missed then?
Mission?
I was in a vat of goo.
You turned away. You're a robot.
Is there
property.
Something else
you said this is episode 6.
It's your property.
I clearly missed 14 and 15.
Oh. Oh.
This robot isn't your property?
Oh, 14.
Yeah,
there you go.
Peter and the other two was Neverland.
Smee kidnaps Lost Boys and Charlie returns to Neverland.
Yes.
Oh, that would have been fun.
When he's dead, so is Rachel or some crap, and apparently there's another chick after that. I don't remember. Do I remember any of this? Any of a flat die?
No, not really.
Wendy's daughter or something?
Yeah, Wendy's daughter, like Wendy's granddaughter's alive now.
Okay.
In the 80s, it'll be her great something or another.
And you'll still not have a clue, right?
Well, I don't know. I think in the 80s, when there's like decent psychological, you know, treatments, they can take care of my little malady.
Then you'll be paying for
that for you.
Huh?
Running joke for a long time. I haven't seen you in a while. I haven't seen you from the day that.
Don't listen to the tape.
Yeah.
Oh, what was this? We totally go
off all night.
We totally go off and everybody's on the tape.
Well, he does, but.
Unlike most people, you put it on the tape recorder.
Yeah.
Which our friend got mad.
So.
Run
the mic again?
Last time we gamed together, which is like a long time ago. You started banning about Capricious. And you, asshole that you are. Gotcha.
I'm an asshole?
Yeah. You said. Would you like me to define that for you?
Kevin?
Oh, Capricious?
Yeah, you said that to me. Would you like me to define that for you?
Donald, you said something random that he's permanently bitter about.
Oh, I see. That happens with Dave.
For like the last four games or whatever. Every so often we get like a word like malady or whatever. So let me define that for you. So anyway, that's like stuck around.
Yeah. And he says a wage. You understand what he means by that, right?
Yeah, it's just me. Shmee.
Okay, so you guys are going to use an XF-5T skyrocket transport, which is an experimental rocket.
Lovely.
Okay.
Are we the first guy?
Who's the pilot?
Yes. Okay. Well, officially, yes. It's been test run.
Who's the pilot?
Who's
going to
fly this thing, kid? You?
With people, right?
Yeah. They have to be actual people piloting.
We don't
see. None of you can actually fly, so they don't have a pilot for you.
Oh, I can fly.
Well, I mean, actually.
I can fly. I can fly.
I call him the robot, but.
Is there even a vehicle? We
didn't need the robot.
We knew. It's just fine.
Get the robot here.
Vehicles, you know, means everything.
What are we going to China without the robot for?
You could give me the flying. Because they seem to do something strange with the robot, so.
Okay, I'll let you fly.
Okay.
Robot.
So you can,
pilot?
Yeah, sure. Armin can pilot.
Armin's a pilot?
That's why they sent me.
For God's sake.
What number should I put after it?
Put a 5.
Kevin, I'll call the robot. Vehicles.
Okay. What's the robot?
It's out of range. Because he went to the Big Island.
Okay.
Now, exactly how many points do you need to put into your communicator so it gets to the island right over there? What?
Maui's the top left.
One Maui?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck are we doing on Maui?
Shouldn't we be on Oahu that actually has...
Oh, Oahu.
Oahu's right next to the Big Island.
Is it? No. Yeah. Honolulu is...
Oh, fuck. You're still strangely out of range. Let's move along. Probably he's in a lot of...
Honolulu is on the island on the top right.
Honolulu is adjacent to the Big Island.
Okay.
No. Not on the left side.
I don't know. I don't know if I can find it.
I suppose it would cost me about... Oh, you know what? Points. So who are you playing?
What
are you?
So we
roll with no past.
So we and apparently no future either. Why no past?
I just said that. It sounded good.
So what's the plan? Where are we going to land this thing?
You guys have to decide.
I thought we have a whole plan.
Not really.
Well, we have the place we know we need to go, right?
You know this is the town you're supposed to go to.
So is there an airport we can land at near there that's not controlled by the Japanese?
Crazy. No.
I saw this,
can we land this plane without a...
How close is
this place?
You can land it, like, in a field or something.
Russian border or...
A field of dreams?
In the Sea of Japan or anything like that.
Put H-A in
H-I.
Let's look at the map real quick. So you're going...
Oh, my God.
Here.
In Gino? Gina?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what this girl is.
J-I-N-A-A.
I don't know. You're probably like 100 miles from the coast.
Yeah.
Really? It looks like more than that.
I don't know. But let's say 100 miles from the coast.
Okay.
And very far from Russia.
Yeah, that's probably as far inland as Sacramento. So we're going to have... We'll try to land a couple miles away, hike there, and then get out.
Okay. Mikro. Do you want to land, like, in the daylight or nighttime?
The abbreviation of Hawaii. H-A or H-I?
It's a rocket.
It's a rocket ship. It moves at speed 9, so it goes...
I roll an 18. Does it have a seriously bright exhaust, like, you know, facial or something, or does it have a jet-like exhaust?
It has a... More of a jet-like exhaust.
Exactly.
All right.
I rolled
an 18. Oh, see? Okay, you land fine. You don't kill yourself.
Yeah, Hawaii is a ways away. The Big Island's a ways away. So I guess there's two islands in the way. Well, two decent sized islands in the way.
Okay.
Why
the hell did I always think?
No, it's not on the Big Island.
Huge island. Oh, really?
Huh. Not that far away, but. You're
what
right.
Is this island?
Well, it's all the native names, so unfortunately, it doesn't do us a lot of good.
Well, I guess that's not. It's never in the outside look at. So strange
here. Let's roll the left.
But apparently, yes, there's another island.
Further.
The missing islands. No, I totally didn't know what this island. That there was an island right here.
Oh, because you zoomed in on it and there it was.
No, well, I looked there. I used a different map. So.
Okay.
Okay. So
we land.
So you land at night.
Yeah, and
it's dark.
And we begin hiking towards the path.
All right. So they're like outlying farms and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody try to look Chinese.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think
it'd be hard, but okay. Hawaii. That's the island we've always gone to. Which I knew was further away from the Big Island than Honolulu, because I landed in Honolulu.
We believe you, Dave. Stop arguing with people that agree with you.
Alright, so you hike over to town to start.
What?
There are some west.
You heard me, Rookie Boy. So
it's a town. A few thousand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm mocked. I go to club. I'm 7 to 30. I spend all my time in the computer like you.
Yeah. One day my son will be big enough to hold you while I hit
you.
2 or 3 more years.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
All right.
You know that's on tape for like the rest of eternity.
Yeah, Dave.
That should be amusing for him when he grows up. References to his father.
Too wily, sweet. I'm sure by then they'll be able to pull out key words from the father.
Yeah, two is one. Are all these sessions on the web?
Yeah, every one of them. Some of them were turned into stories that you can read, right? But then
that was the plan.
That's the first episode?
I did that for the first couple of Star Trek, but man, it was just hard to write, and then like the next episode came up in the way. Can't keep up.
Anyway. Anything we want to do in town, or just lay low?
Can I keep that open?
There's a further one, by the way, Kev. The small island over here.
Yeah.
That was a,
Kevin?
What do you call it? Leprechaun.
That was one from the
2000s.
Where is it?
It was back to all the time. So, since I'm out there on rest?
Go over a little ways. There's not a lot of new progress with the Leprechaun.
So, okay, let's move on.
So, there's
it's like 200. Twitter Island in the Hawaiian chain.
No.
Why do you keep saying things about Hawaii? No one cares.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We care.
Oh, you care.
No, hey,
you
set,
hear saying
that
one.
He set his campaign in Hawaii. You should know about it.
Continue your insane babbling.
You ever heard of the Alaskan Express?
Is that in Alaska?
No, it's off the coast of Hawaii. It's a really strong current that flows from Hawaii all the way to Alaska.
That's great.
So as a result, that's why like fresh fruit will show up on the shore of Alaska. Because somebody just dumped it off their boat in Hawaii. So it's a very strong current that flows from Hawaii to Alaska. And as a result, you could travel from Hawaii to Alaska very quickly if you just get in that current.
That's great. Fascinating.
So sort of like that stream supposedly in East Space Nine. It travels from the East Space Nine area to the Cardassia.
You mean the Delphi Quadrant?
No, not so much patrol as like...
It goes from...
Cardassians are in the Alpha Quadrant.
Well, actually, there's some patrol in the
Alpha Quadrant. Oh, I'll tell you. All Alpha Quadrant.
No. You're talking about that one...
You're talking about the wormhole. No, I'm not talking about the wormhole. I'm talking about a bit of space where the solar winds are so strong that it'll push vehicles that are propelled by...
Oh, yeah, that the Contiki episode. I remember that. Okay. That was a stupid episode.
Oh, good episode.
They're all good.
They're all good.
Are the rules against killing appropriate for storm force against soldiers in wartime?
We have rules against killing?
Yes.
There are penalties when you kill people.
Yeah. Like, you don't gain any.
What if you're a conscripted...
Well, that's...
If you're a conscripted soldier of the Allies that was told to fight against the Axis.
Shush you.
You got penalized 45 points.
We continue hiking.
But you still got like 70, I think,
we hike.
But what if you were a conscripted soldier of the Allies that shot an Axis soldier?
So, okay, so if you were soldiers, then it would be okay. Because you're superheroes.
We're not soldiers at all? No. And they are any of us?
No.
So I should sign up.
So,
I'm a little young, obviously.
So, begin walking.
That's true.
Sometime.
Right. So, you walk into town? Do you want to do something first, or do you want
to... walk into town or just skirt it?
Perhaps you want to go to an outlying family house and ransack it?
We're all white guys. We stick up.
Well, yeah, I know, but the person we're trying to rescue...
Oh, no, it is dark.
How big is this town, though?
2,000 people.
Yeah. So how many enemy soldiers would there be?
2,000. No. Probably like 100.
I say we just, this is, we're in the middle of rural China. The only people awake are going to be soldiers. We sneak to the thing that looks like a jail, beat up everyone, run off with the girl.
Could be.
Tell him it's bad.
Is
girl.
This
oh, so save it.
Where
yeah.
the operative would be held, or...
Probably being held in the secret factory.
Probably. I see we press
oh,
on
that's
and
right.
skirt the
town. Do we know what a secret factory is?
No.
Okay.
Look for it.
Does anyone here speak Chinese?
You do.
Excellent. Other than me, does anyone here speak Chinese?
My robot does.
Speak a little. See if I recognize it. I don't remember my past at all.
I speak Chinese different.
Drachma.
Do you have an int of at least 6? You should be able to speak Chinese by now.
Really?
Sure.
Wow. Too bad I'm dumb as dirt. You, on the other hand.
I speak the background fluently.
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do I want to let the adventure cry to hold?
Oh, I push it. All right, cool. 27. What's that push my into?
Okay, you know Chinese.
Sure. Doesn't grind at all.
If he hadn't made the roll, would he look like had a brain in the lizard?
No, he just wouldn't have no training. You can roll. See if you roll high, no training.
Push your hand. Did you roll low?
7. No, you don't
know.
Okay.
17.
Oh, was that a 7?
You're was a 0-0 and a 7. Right. It's 0-0 and a 7.
That was a 1 and a 6. Or was that a 7 and a 6? Well,
that's a 7.
That's a 7. And
okay.
A 0-0.
So
13. 13.
Oh, is it 6? Oh.
You know a few words. A few frames.
Well, actually, what's your hand normally?
Five.
Oh, yeah, you push 6 yourself.
Okay, secret right. factories need workers.
Oh, sure, okay.
No,
okay.
No,
although you have a...
With a 13 push, a 5 with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, 11.
So let's grab a Japanese soldier.
All right, so you're set. You got it.
Did
we're all Chinese mofos.
We
me just for the few minutes.
We, I say we grab a Japanese soldier and ask him where it is.
Well, we're going to ask him in Japanese or Chinese? No,
I also know that.
I try pushing the chips.
I see the odds are pretty low.
Probably better to grab a Chinese.
But it's a secret factory. They may not know where it is.
They might know the Japanese are being secretive in some sort.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You guess where the secret factory is in Chinese.
I'll try. Let's sneak into a farmhouse or something.
Okay, let's go. Well, let's go scare the hell out of some Chinese peasants.
Right. Okay. You go to a random farmhouse. Let's see. Okay. All right. So this one is when you go inside. It looks like it's been ransacked.
Nobody there.
You can look around, but
we look around.
Well, just want to know if you're spending the time looking around.
Yes. Right there.
No, you don't find anybody there.
Okay. Maybe instead of farmhouse, we go to the outskirts of the city.
They could have rounded up all the locals and.
Did we see anything when I was flying that looked like a giant factory?
No.
Nothing. No giant neon signs that say
secret factory. Strangely enough,
milk factory. And we put.
It actually there was actually a sign, but it was in Japanese. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get it. I can do it. Burn out! Totally burn out!
And I think he has language comprehension or something. So,
So I say that we look around and ask questions. Fortunately, we can't blend in at all.
No.
What if we're ski masks? They can't see your face.
Sure, we'll blend in fine. Everyone wears ski masks.
So is it, what time is it at
night? Lots of blonde girls in China.
A lot.
It's like...
Not enough, you ask me.
11.
Okay. So there still should be some people about.
Yeah.
We'll take a look around. Do we? I don't have anything like, is this terrain mountainous, flat, rice everywhere? Do they grow some other crop?
It's flat. It is not a... I mean, the farms are... the outline is a lot of rice and standard corn type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a river running through town. There's a railroad running through town.
Okay.
Factories and railroads and rivers go together. We can check along the
railroad.
Along good the thinking. River and the railroad.
What's your character's name?
Ghost Girl.
Thank you. Good thinking. Do you have some sort of ability to be turn invisible or something?
Yep.
Why don't we sit here and you go down the railroad and see what you can see?
Sure, I can go wander around.
Oh, just the girl visible.
Yeah.
If you can turn invisible, we can.
I'll go look for signs of activity along the river or the railroad.
All right.
Or if the
this
river goes...
This will take you a while for yourself.
Yeah. They don't want to help.
It's
the middle of the night. We'll go with her. So.
Well, I mean, the rest of you can stay in the farm.
Does the farmer have a daughter?
No, this is the ransack one you found.
Used to. She seems to be...
Ransack?
Yeah.
Well, I can check along the railroad. You guys can check along the river.
Well, we don't really have any way to contact.
There's brandy there.
Yes, we do.
There's other random stuff, too.
So,
I have a radio thing. Yeah, I
have a radio thing.
Did I ever get the radio thing?
I don't know. Is there any character sheet?
I tried, like, multiple times. Strangely enough, where did I get last time? I rescued Ghost Girl. What's the same?
Yeah, I have communicated.
So everyone has to communicate with me. That's great. We'll split up into time.
RISCOM, there it is. I paid for it two gaming sessions ago.
We'll take three
gaming sessions.
We'll take the river, you take the railroad.
Shmi, Kidnaps, Lost Boys, and Charlie.
So?
Charlie is his guy?
You take Peter girl. Pan, I'll take
Peter. Oh, Charlie is this. Oh, okay.
And we'll turn it on the list. Okay, we implement that plan.
So here you're going with Riff?
Yeah.
And you're doing the river?
Yes.
And you two are doing the railroad?
Apparently.
You can all make rolls.
What am I doing?
Looking for the secret factory.
Next to the railroad?
Yes, sure.
I don't know, I'm just asking.
Need to make a roll there.
Look!
You need to be able to drive in and out.
No.
I got doubles!
It's not.
Okay. Good point. I was like, I rolled two twos. That's the worst thing I can roll. Oh, wait.
No, two ones is the worst thing you can
roll. I got doubles.
No.
Back me up.
No other than doubles. But nah, no way.
He okayed it.
So you roll 15? What are you
doing?
22.
22?
Six.
Six.
You suck. Make sure I roll.
Do we add anything?
No. Just a random roll. Okay.
It took us over an hour to get there, right?
We actually had a plan.
Yeah, it took you, like, most of the day. Like, 15 hours. It's a long flight. All right, so...
Luckily, I have my pet pill.
Yep.
You crawl on the wings and flapped. That's a little quicker.
Okay, so you toparize a little hill.
Yeah.
Behind the hill, there is some sort of
big neon sign with an arrow saying "secret base."
Yeah.
In the language that.
So there does seem to be some sort of compound, and they're like Japanese soldiers.
Japanese soldiers.
Yeah, just patrolling.
How do I know they're
under light?
The uniforms?
Oh, they're some kind of soldiers.
Mm-hmm. And they're not wearing Allied uniforms?
No. Strangely enough.
I suspect they're Japanese. All right, I report back. Hello, everybody but... but our man.
Yeah, I'm standing right next to the
bridge. So we head over
15.
To the compound.
Okay, so it's like 5 a.m. right now.
So we head over to the compound and meet up.
Okay. You're up there, sorry.
How'd you get here? didn't tell you.
You're listening in. Why not?
You didn't pay the 45 hero points. You don't deserve it.
Take 45 hero points to kill your radio.
They're specially designed just for you.
And it takes 48.
This is twice what you're worth.
Okay.
But this could just be where they've rounded up all the villagers. This may not necessarily be the secret factory, but they might know where it is.
What, does it look like a factory? Does it look like a compound? I mean,
it looks like a... It looks more like a mine.
And they call it a mine!
Okay.
So there's like a little hole in the mountain that's coming out to a building.
Okay.
And there you know.
While the war cards came in, talk to some of the workers.
Okay.
And see if I can find out what's going on.
They'll think you're a hungry American ghost. Wow. So what's the patrol? How many?
Wait, shouldn't we? Shouldn't I be getting like mind control or something?
That's true. Oh, that's true. I totally forgot about that part. So, Liberty Bell also gave you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, this ghost girl's coming. Oh, is she powerful enough that she gets mind control?
Actually, a lot of you are.
Ooh, really? Mind control?
Yeah.
Or mind control?
Mind control.
So there was a, like, Hawaiian artifact to protect you against mind control.
Okay.
So this is the one the sea wolf was trying to rob.
Right.
Right?
It was an amulet, right?
It was an amulet. Right. So with the help of Dr. Fate, who was also there.
They made more?
No. But they can make the amulet more air effect.
Okay.
So as long as you and you
Stick together. Well, you got the envelope, I'm wearing the amulet.
Actually, I believe I'm wearing the amulet. I'm Dr. Fate's partner.
Yeah, but you're not going to be affected.
No.
You're just sidekick, Wes.
So you're safe from the mind control.
You got sidekicks. You have sidekicks?
No.
I kind of fancy
you're
the sidekick.
I think Shanna thinks I'm his sidekick.
What he thinks and what it actually is totally different. I have sidekicks. He's got sidekicks. I'm saying you have sidekicks. And you're somebody's sidekick.
Yeah, but I can still take you.
Not how it flies 10 feet off the ground.
Throw things at you.
Jump, our boy, jump! I'll sit here and wait for you to crash. Check yourself into the halfway house.
Okay, let's move.
Anyway, I'm gonna. Oh, I can't sneak in by myself because I.
What else?
You'll get mind control if I wander off.
Good thing. I'll be happy to knock Dave back unconscious. I mean his character.
That makes this mission a whole lot more complicated.
I could fly in.
You're actually powerful enough to get mind control?
Yeah.
Well, just based on his
I'm not powerful enough to get mind control?
Telekinesis.
Yeah, that I can't actually use.
So Dr. Fay says yes, he would become one.
That's a remember.
Although, he doesn't... You mentioned the fact that it would affect you kind of weird.
That's right, we're going
on. Dr. Fate is that way.
Tinkerbell would get mind controlled.
Dr. Fate is that way.
No, Tinkerbell.
Okay.
Stop helping the nothing.
Why, Tinkerbell? Why?
So think about it as a. If I entered the mine from the top, from the hillside, I'm likely to see me.
Sure, okay. Well, we should. Try to find out what's going on. Well, we can just hide and watch what goes on in the morning.
Well, we need to rest with the girls.
So we need to rest up.
You can go with me if you want to. Well, it doesn't matter. You can just ghost girl all the way in.
Actually, I can make us both invisible.
Really?
Yeah.
I can make you fly.
Can you make
a great team together?
How many people can you make invisible? Just one?
Quite a few.
Well, you make us all holding hands.
We can all fly. We can all be invisible.
Wonderful.
You know you can fly. You can fly.
Because it's usually hard to be stealthy with four people holding hands.
True.
But,
you're to be stealthy if you're flying, not bumping into crap.
Yeah. Well, four people walking abreast or flying abreast in the cave.
Well, once we get inside, it's a story.
So let's implement that plan.
The plan was to go in and try to talk to some of the laborers to find out what's going on.
Apart?
The Chinese guys.
Sure.
Or do we just want to skip that and go right into the cave and poke around?
I say we go in the cave and poke around.
I think there'll be Chinese laborers in there.
You talk to the Chinese laborers.
I'm not entirely certain the Chinese laborers would necessarily know what they're
building. Yeah, that's a good
point. So let's go in there.
Into the cave?
Into the cave.
Into the cave.
Holding hands.
Oh.
And flying.
Okay.
I'm not flying.
Mark?
Set up lead.
Just go along.
I can make him believe.
Please go along. Please go along. Otherwise, we're going to have trouble getting over that fence.
Well, the person holding his hand on one side and the person on the other fence holding his hand, both can climb, and he'd be all right.
Sure.
You can be the same.
Oh, actually.
You don't understand the concept of stealth very well, do you?
We can go right through the fence.
I think that's what you said.
We're not another fly movie.
No, you said... Come on. You can make two people move.
Is that all?
How come? Because you
have...
Oh. And you can carry two people when you're flying.
Okay.
I can carry two people when I'm flying. Well, they can fly on their own.
But if they're invisible, you can't make them fly. Because you can't see them.
Okay, so they can fly before they turn invisible, but because they're invisible, I can't make them fly anymore?
Right.
Tink can't see her. That must be it.
Tink can't see him.
Tink can't see him.
So she has to keep continuing strictly, whatever.
Right. How many total Japanese soldiers does it look like this place could hold?
So then Dave and I could go check out the game.
And one other.
Yeah, it's easy. That could be...
Yeah, well, one other would be, like, limp, off one arm. But you could carry him.
I don't know, 100?
You guys can check out the cave and be...
Guys, there's only about 100 soldiers. A diversion. I can take 25 soldiers.
We can do a diversion outside.
You attack 25 soldiers. If you attack 25 soldiers, one of them's going to die. And that would be wrong.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I think
we can call you and prepare a diversion. And we
sure.
Can call you...
Give me a plus one.
Okay. Well, the thing is that after we hit a couple of them, the rest of the world will
die. Could be. Especially put your hole through their chest.
The way you avoid killing them is to multiply
that
air.
When you pick one of them up and snap them in half,
yeah, that should freak out the rest of them.
Yeah. That's what Batman would do. No, he wouldn't.
It's dark, though.
You point your gun at somebody and say, zap. I turn them into...
Disintegrated. Yeah, they're still screaming.
Don't check the touch.
Yeah, that makes it even creepier.
Oh, yeah. Don't they touch them to turn them invisible, though?
Huh?
Don't you have to touch them to turn them invisible? So you're invisible standing next to him when he fires?
Yeah. He doesn't actually shoot. He just comes to him and says, yeah.
I'm invisible. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so Dave and I will go check out the cave. They will prepare a diversion in case we need one to get out. Oh, besides, right. If it's only you and I go and we find the secret operative, then that would be the third person that we can take out with us.
Good thinking. Okay.
That's true.
We implement the plan.
Okay.
How many guards are up?
There are 6 to 8 guards.
Yeah.
And there's some dogs.
How many of them see each other when they die?
Usually, you can only see two guards.
How much sound does your weapon make?
Quite a lot.
Because, you know, it's common.
But if you only said that...
Can you hit people over the back of your head at all?
Probably.
With
my gun.
Well, I fire
it. I'm thinking that you can taking them out two by two while they go in there.
Still not
covered. We don't know if there's any Japanese secret here.
Look, roll.
Okay. It doesn't matter if they are, because they won't be alerted.
Yeah. Okay. So you fly into the mine.
Mine.
It goes down a bit. There's some torches. It opens up. It's
not
a big room.
Light.
The Hall of what? What's it called? The Hall of what?
Oh, that's true. Electric light.
The Japanese army. Then the guy has to go replace the torches.
For some reason, I was picturing...
It's a big hall in Moria.
Dormerdale? No, it's the lake outside.
So it opens up into what looks like some kind of smelting facility.
Oh, yeah?
So there are a bunch of... off in the side, there are a bunch of...
the mountain on top thing, yeah.
Looks like artillery cases, casings.
Really?
Stacked up.
Okay.
So there's some ore cars. And
so they're making munitions.
The... you can tell. You know, so there's an ore cart and there's some, like, ore.
Can we recognize that ore?
Make roll. Probably not.
If it's anything used for boats, like brass or...
you should not be
bronze.
Like,
they're mining kryptonite.
14.
16.
Oh, Donald.
What? What? Rat bastard.
More than I rolled in there. But I have a detective skill.
Whatever. My boat's made out of metal. I melted it myself.
Genialudium.
Oh, of course.
Stupid
name.
What?
Genialudium.
Alright, how's that?
It's a weird type of ore.
Alright.
Found in China.
I'll take a small sample.
Is
it is...
Put it in my pocket.
You may have never
slightly
had children.
Magical.
But we can adopt.
Okay. You've already got children. What do you need more for?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Hate for as
okay.
DM,
so,
the ninja is
the magical rock. And they're making bullets out of it. They're making cases.
Artillery cases.
Okay.
Under pressure,
how big
does it produce electricity and become more stronger?
White one? Like battleships?
Yeah, we should be able to carry it. It's pretty good.
So they're just making shell casings with this stuff.
88 millimeter.
Okay.
So 88 millimeter shells with this stuff on the as a tip. Is that what we're talking about?
No, this is just the casing. So just
the bottom.
The brass part? Is
yeah.
This stuff?
Gotcha, gotcha.
The casing that came out of it or
the
powder that's included in it? Or the...
There is no powder. There is no top.
So, but maybe looking at the casing is metal. And
the metal is made
stuff,
out of the ore.
The same amount of ore. I guess it's more powerful. It won't bust and whoever propels it farther forward.
Maybe it doesn't need propellant. And maybe there's something very odd. Anyway, probably bad.
Well, bad that we don't have
if
it.
If it's not a factory, I don't know if we're going to be able to collapse the cave or anything.
Collapse isn't too much for you to see.
Yeah.
Sorry, right, everybody that knows about it.
We have no choice but to kill
we need to unmagicify it or something.
Yes, no, Nick.
That always works.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Everything's fine before we get a
fire enough. We should keep looking around, see if we can find a prison cell in here or we could at least wreck the part of the cave that they're making the casings in. They must have some sort of assembly.
Right. So there's small thing, you know, like
if only Rad was here, he could assemble the entire area.
Yeah.
Whatever their molds.
Irradiates. Anyone approaching them with
bad things.
Yeah,
loose things
around. I know what you mean. We should look around for a jail cell, though.
Yeah, let's go.
So you don't find a jail cell, yeah.
Okay.
It's all none of it. None of the case.
Okay, so it's just the mine, the ore mine and the casing assembly.
That's right.
Okay.
I'll find them.
So there were like three buildings outside.
Bad employee show.
Well, let's go check out the buildings.
Is the building inside here?
No, outside.
Yeah, while we're in here.
Sort of like that.
Well, I don't want to start wrecking things in here until
we...
I don't
want to wreck things. We're going to talk to a random Chinese worker.
Fine.
There's no workers in here?
Haven't come in yet.
Not in here. No,
it's too early.
It's like 5 a.m.
I think questioning the Chinese workers is probably useless because they probably...
But we can...
They probably know
where... But we can go check out the building.
All right.
Let's go check them out. Fine. The building might be boring.
You may use this one or use this
one? Check the number one first.
Okay, they're all... Well, you make all the stuff. 17. Okay. So you go inside the building. This is like the prison area. So they're actually they're not Chinese. They're all like captured British soldiers.
We can talk to them.
Let me see.
Yeah, you know English.
All right.
Not just English. British.
Is there one in a...
the king.
Did you give a row last night?
Are there soldiers or are there any soldiers? Or
the...
Are there guards?
Yeah, sure.
Are there guards inside?
No, there are no guards inside.
The guards are outside.
Okay.
Is there a row?
And these are all enlisted in my sergeant's place. So the officers.
Okay. I'll find a sergeant.
Okay.
Wake him up.
I mean, the girl.
That's Ghostbusters scene where the girl is floating over him. All spectrally.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What are you doing here?
We've come to...
Shake our booze.
Yeah, we'll shut down the operation. We're not sure what's going on, though. They seem to be...
We're hoping
you could tell us what's going
on.
Here.
God, I hate a diner.
Yeah.
Oh, did you play it?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the only other person
there. I mean, I was really trying to be into the game.
I was just...
But man, I hated what I was doing.
I wanted to play it.
Not my thing.
I mean, you might like it, but it's...
You might like it. I'm not terribly interested in making an ass out of myself for...
It's an impression of you.
And what...
Yeah, he was impressed with me.
He really liked it?
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
Because you went overboard. If I could get tabbed into it, anybody can get into it.
We'll be playing it again. So I...
I don't know.
So I think he will.